this conference, first of all, it's a sign of everything we can do for really breaking the silence around our five heroes, around the fight of our people for almost 50 years against terrorism. It's not only now. Also a sign of revealing the world that also Cuba has been fighting against terrorism, like the blockade. There is an act of terrorism against a nation. A nation. What have been doing here in Canada? You can understand that the main force for us is the Canadian people and the American people. It's the main strength here. It's the engine in these two countries to show their governments about this truth and about the real way both governments can combat terrorism. That's why we pay great attention to everything the solidarity movement in these two countries have been doing all those years. And this event, I would say, is a high moment and maturity also for the two solidarity movements. Before answering and getting to the right point, to your answer, but I think it's some issues that is important to share with all of you. The fact that this event has been held in Canada is also a result of the blockade and the travel ban of the U.S. government on their citizens. Because this event should have been held in the USA territory. And the main target of our fight, the Cuban nation, the American people, the Canadian people, our friends all across the world, is the USA government, is the USA government, Congress, and of course, the treasure of the American people. Getting every single second deeper in this issue. What have been doing here? You can understand that as a government, we are very proud of more than 62 years of relations between Cuba and Canada. That we have, I would say, a very transparent, frank, and straight dialogue on all issues between the two governments. That last year, and even before last year, in 2003, no? Last year and this year, when relatives of our five brothers visited Canada, had the opportunity to meet officials from DFAT, that's very important. So the fact that DFAT received our relatives and they had the opportunity to ask questions and the relatives explained all the details around not only our five heroes, not only about the fight against terrorism, not only the fact of the double standard that sometimes or most of the time some governments handle this issue, I mean the fight against terrorism, but also the human side of this regarding the wives, the kids, the parents, the rights of our brothers to receive visits, and that, for example, in the case of Elizabeth, almost once a year or maybe less, she had the opportunity to see her husband, two of their wives never has been accepted to the U.S. territory. Some of the kids has known their fathers after many years, after I don't know how many years already, after they were born. So this has been a great opportunity for the Canadian government to chat about that, but not only the government. And I think that question, the right person to answer is the Canadian government, not me. I'm speaking about what we are doing about that, yet at the same time, taking care of a precious bilateral relations too. But the second issue here is the possibility of the relatives to meet a lot of members of the federal parliament in Ottawa. You know that in Canada, there is a Canada-Cuba interparliamentary group. Many of their members and some not members of the group have already met the relatives. They have listened to us many times around this issue. Even it's important to say that this week that the parliament is not sitting, Elizabeth had the opportunity to meet one of the MPs in Quebec and two of the, one senator, co-chair of the Canada-Cuba Interparliamentary Group, and one MP, not member of the group in Ottawa. So that's the way we are doing also from the government point of view regarding the bilateral relations Cuba and Canada have for so many years. We are free to explain, and they are also free to listen to us and exchange. And our role here is every single second to give more information, because the government of Canada, the members of Parliament in Canada, also are part of this nation too. So this is within the whole work as a government we are doing here, but there is no difference at all with the role this immense group on here and all American and Canadian friends that they couldn't be here, they are following this fight and the solidarity every second of their lives, and not only in this case that is very precious for us and for almost 50 years. And you know, the solidarity movement for Cuba, for the Cuban Revolution, is the most precious treasure we have, because they are with us despite governments. They are with us anytime. And you know, to have friends like that also fuel us to keep fighting for the faith and for the good of humankind. Thank you.
Thank you for the question that allowed such a good answer.